Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? It is a feel-good Friday. Maybe not for Devil fans, but the Rangers did score six goals last night, so that was very enjoyable. And then I heard that some guy on the Islanders had two goals, and I know that I had a direct involvement in those two goals. You don't realize this. But on Saturday, he was I saw him real quickly, briefly, yeah. And I was playing hockey, and it was on my first shift, and I came out of the corner and went right to the net and tried to jam it in, and I didn't score like Matt did last night. But I floated back to the high slot, had a one-timer, and scored. And I had two goals on Saturday. And then I saw him later on that afternoon as he was getting ready to go play the Penguins. And, he was like, wow, you look like you're scoring some goals. I said, yeah, of course I'm scoring goals. I got two goals in today's game. I said, how many you got for the year? He goes, two. I said, well, I score two in one game. I mean, come on. So, obviously, I challenged
you,
him.
Yeah, and you inspired his performance.
I did, and I saw his first shot from behind the goal line, and he hit the Elias Ullmark in the back of the head, and it went in the net. That's a goal scorer's goal. That's a snipe from the corner. So, our favorite hockey player and, most famous hockey player in New York obviously scored two goals last night. And there's one thing that has happened to Matt that has changed. And this goes back to the bubble when he had five goals in the playoffs.
Sure.
He became a dad.
That's right.
And, I had a number of people tweeting me last night about his goals per game prior to being a dad to his goals per game after becoming a dad.
Oh, it's a big stat, man.
It is a big stat, and it's rising. And finally, he's realizing his offensive game. Maybe Barry Trotz will give him some power play time. You never know.
Right, on the first unit, without a doubt.
But, I'm happy for Matt. And I want him to do well. And they're in second place now as they have won seven out of their last 10 games. And the Rangers are now back to .500. They lose their goalie last night towards the end of the game. Shesterkin, I don't know how bad this injury looks. It looked pretty bad last night, so I don't know how long he's going to be out for. Hey, we're still missing three of our top players, and we're winning. And we take care of the Devils last night, played them again on Saturday. So, hopefully things are turning around for the Rangers. Look, in hockey, the way that these divisions are set up, this thing's going to come down to the last 10 games of the season. You didn't want to get overrun early in the season, but you certainly want to stay close. And since they're playing each other, and they're playing each other so much, and we're seeing a lot of these same games over and over and over again, that I do believe it will come down to the final 10 games of the season.
Now, I feel like there's two Sabres teams. I feel like the Islanders and the Rangers and the Devils, maybe even three of them, play the Sabres every night.
It feels that way, doesn't
One
it?
One of those teams plays the Sabres every single night.
It feels that way. But and then, of course, for the Knicks, Julius Randle had a double-double at halftime last night. And he was great. He was great again. I think he had 27 and 17.
MVP
and
chance, man.
It's just it's
raining down on our guy.
He's had a great season to this point, and they get to the break one game over .500, which is really it's a terrific job by Thibodeau. It's a terrific job by everybody. Bringing along young players. Obi Toppin's got a long way to go. I don't
he
know
does.
If you watched him again last night, even though he did have a couple field goals. It's just he's not in the flow of the game.
Well, he's out on the floor in the fourth quarter, and the Knicks' lead is dwindling, and Julius Randle has to check back in to sort of recalibrate the group. I mean, you hate to see stuff like that. It was almost like, all right, you're coasting your way to a victory, going into the All-Star break. Let's get the starters out. Let's get our star out. Let's put Obi Toppin in to be able to head into the break on a high note, and it was the exact opposite.
I don't know if it was in the fourth quarter. It may have been in the third quarter. I'm not sure. Where you could see, so Detroit has the ball on offense. They're at the top of the key, and there's a little pick and roll that's about to happen, and Obi Toppin just like gives into the pick. Like he just doesn't fight over it, doesn't fight under it, doesn't do anything, just gives into the pick and just gets really lazy. And I know he's a local kid, and I'm sure his, you know, friends and family are listening to this, you know, and this is the ebbs and flows of a rookie season. He gave up on that particular play, and right after that, Detroit scores on that play, and Thibodeau calls timeout.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, just he's – you can't see his face because he's got the mask on. But I could see in his eyes just how frustrated he is. It's one of the reasons why Quickley doesn't play as much. You know, Toppin's not playing as much. Thibodeau's trying to win. He's trying to bring those guys along. You know, R.J. Barrett is looking like the real deal. Like
last night again, yeah, confidence, so, did it
so,
all.
So he's looking like the real deal. So this is, you know, from a fan standpoint, we have to understand that the coaches know these players better than we do. And as much as we want to see them on the floor and as much as we want them to become great players because of where they were drafted and some of the success that they've had early in the season, the coach is not going to lose a game over their problems as rookies.
Well, yeah, this is a different type of season, too. I mean, we've had so many bad years where the only thing that you wanted to take out of the season was, do you have a player? Is one of the rookies a good player? That guy has to play over a veteran because who cares? You're going to get a lottery pick no matter what. And the story has changed. And to me, I think that most Knicks fans, although they'd like to see more out of Obi Toppin, that's not the story. The story is I can put on a game and expect my team to win. The story is that we are close to a playoff spot after, you know, in a playoff spot and close to finishing the year in a playoff spot, especially when you got 10 teams that are in the mix with the play-in games 7 through 10. So, you know, that is the story, as opposed to, you know, the Knicks are one of the worst teams in basketball and Tom Thibodeau's not playing the young guys and what do you do? That's not the story. So he can hide. You know, Obi Toppin can hide. That story of him not developing quick enough can take a seat on the back burner as they continue to win and continue to be a surprise in the NBA
this
year.
Same thing with Quickley last night. You know, he didn't play much. And, no. And again, it goes back to the coach. And the coach is trying to do two things. He's trying to develop young players, of course. But he's also really trying to develop Nick Pride again. And that's the most important thing. And with Nick Pride comes responsibility. And that means when you're on the defensive side of the ball, you better play your ass off. And when you're on the offensive side of the ball, and if you do have an offensive set that they are calling for, you better know where you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to run those sets. So I do believe that's what's going on. And as a fan who I appreciate basketball, love basketball, but, you know, the minutiae of it and getting into the weeds, you know, like the coaches do every single game, and they watch the tape and they watch what their players are doing. Then they can see what they look like on the court or on the ice. And you're not going to see the ice or you're not going to see the court if you're not doing the right things. You know, like, look, man, Mika Zibanejad got benched last night. You know, and he has been missing in action, although last night he had a couple of assists, I believe. And he is still playing pretty good on the penalty kill. But he's got to score goals. That's his job. You know, that's what they're paying him for. And if you're not performing and you're not living up to the expectations, then the coach has got to do something.
He's doesn't matter who you are,
right,
man.
They have to hold everybody accountable. And that's why I do like David Quinn. And that's why I do like Tom Thibodeau of the two teams that I root for. Because I do believe that they try to hold people accountable.
Yeah.
When they're not playing well and they're not doing things right, then they're not going to get either ice time or court time. And I'm good with that. I am good with that. I don't want to hear, I want to see more Emmanuel Quickley because I have to see him. We got to develop him. He'll develop. You know, next year he'll be a lot better than he is this year.
Oh, I think that most people are thrilled with what they've seen so far this year. Maybe they get a little frustrated here or there.
But you hear people saying, well, we need to see more of him.
Well,
he needs to play more.
I understand.
You know what? These are the same people. I have no effing idea.
I'd like to
what
see
what Thibodeau is trying to do and what he's told to do and what his mantra
I've
is.
I've got no complaints about Thibodeau. I mean, I would prefer to see less of Elfrid Payton is maybe the only thing that I would say. But I can't. How could you possibly have criticisms of that guy? I mean, you could say, all right, maybe the rotation here, maybe this guy a little more playing time, whatever. You can say those things because that's what passionate fans do. But let's really look at the big picture with him. I mean, I was dead wrong about Tom Thibodeau, and he has learned clearly from his other stops, you know, where
yeah,
he was
he
a little
also
more
was
overbearing.
Here when they were good.
Yeah, I know.
He
but
was here
assistant.
When the Knicks were
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
And he knew what it took. Even with that team, you know, you had Patrick Ewing and then everybody else. And it was like, you know, hack away. It was defense. It was like, we're going to protect the paint and all that other stuff. So even though the game has changed significantly since that time, you do see this is the number one defense in basketball right now. They're the number one team on defense in basketball as we get to the break.
That shouldn't change.
And that should never change.
That's not something that's volatile. It's not like three-point shooting. That's not – I mean, that should not change. That's a commitment from everybody on the – and, by the way, with Mitchell Robinson being out for as long as he's been out, the defense hasn't really suffered at all.
And remember, Derrick Rose is a play last night. I don't feel the same way you do about Elfrid Payton. I think they made the right choice getting rid of Dennis Smith Jr., obviously.
Yeah.
Bringing in Derrick Rose here. Elfrid Payton missed a couple games, and Derrick Rose had to take over. Derrick Rose didn't play last night, and Elfrid Payton had to take back over. I'm good with that. I'm good with how they're doing this, and I'm good with the way that Thibodeau is handling this team. Look, we have one star, okay, that's Julius Randle, and he's playing like it. And you know, you hear now everybody talking about all the things that we've been talking about for the last month.
Oh yeah,
about him and about how he came back differently this year, and it's a big story now all of a sudden. I mean, come on, you could see it. You could see it the first day that he stepped on the court this year, how much weight he lost.
Yeah. So let me ask you, now that the expectations have changed after this first half,
yeah,
are you okay with them being one of the play-in teams? Meaning,
no, I don't. I want them to make the playoffs. I don't want them to make a play-in game or any of that crap.
But you've got to remember, though, it's this year. The 7 and 8 seeds are also play-in seeds.
Yeah, I want them to be higher than that, and they're 5 right now. And here's the thing, we talked about this about 8 or 9 games ago about their schedule and how we said, remember, 8-2, 7-3, we'll take that. Well, they're 7-3 in their last 10 games, and now they're at the break and they're 1 game over .500. Now, their schedule is a little bit tougher coming out of the break.
It's a lot tougher.
Right. They're going to be playing Philadelphia. They're going to be playing Brooklyn. Yep. You know, they're going to be playing – the Lakers are coming to town. I mean, they're going to be playing a lot of good teams. So, all right, we're 35 games into the season. Now the question is, what are you going to do the second half, and can they stay a bit above .500? I think that's the mark that they have to try to stay at. And if Mitchell Robinson comes back – you know, Derrick Rose comes back healthy now that everybody has a week off. You know, get their legs back underneath them and come back and play defense and really try to build on this first half. I think to me, that is a 100% win for the Knicks from where they were at the beginning of the season.
Of course. Now, I'm with you on wanting to be one of the top 6 seeds.
As I
sit here right now, that's what I say would be acceptable with the expectations changing. However, if they start to slide a little bit, they have another injury, another issue, I'm sure that I'll be thrilled if they slide a little bit and still have an opportunity to continue in the postseason with one of the play-in spots 7-10. But I am with you. I mean, and I don't want to get soft with them. I don't, because we've been punished for so many years. You don't want to all of a sudden be like, it's okay. No, hell, it's not okay, man. You guys had a great first half. You're a great defensive team. You're above .500. You got a legit all-star on the team. You got developing players all over the place. You got a great rookie who is exciting and quickly. You even got guys like Frank Ntilikina contributing with a bunch of threes last night, which you never see from that guy. No, get one of the top 6 seeds.
That's the other thing for Frank Ntilikina. You know, he had been hurt and been on the bench forever.
Yeah, COVID,
and too. Right, and then came off and actually has had a positive impact on the team since he's been back. But a lot of that, you know, this is one of the reasons why they wanted Derrick Rose, because they didn't really feel like Dennis Smith Jr. was going to be able to settle things down the way that Derrick Rose has. And he has been a different player since he's been here. I don't care what anybody says now. I think he's playing too many minutes. That's one of the reasons why he didn't play last night, I think. You know, when he starts playing 30, 35 minutes, and you're like, wait a minute, hold on. He's only supposed to be playing like 20 to 23 minutes. And you have Payton, you have Quickly, and you have him. And you should evenly disperse those numbers and maybe Payton a little bit more. And look, I thought Payton, when he was playing against Steph Curry, played him tough. Steph Curry just had one of those incredible shooting nights.
Yeah.
And you know, this is what it comes down to in the NBA. Who's got the best shooters? That's really what it comes down to. And that's what James Harden is. You know, and that's what Kyrie Irving is. And when Kevin Durant comes back, that's what he is. They have three of the 5 best shooting players in the NBA that have the ball as much as they have it.
Yeah, so the Jazz slander, by the way, and the reason what makes me think of this is you talked about Kevin Durant and shooters and all of this. The Jazz slander last night continued when they picked the All-Star teams. Did you see who the last 2 players selected were?
Donovan Mitchell.
And Rudy Gobert. Last two players selected. And then LeBron James said, you got to understand, we never picked the Jazz when we were younger playing video games. He goes, even when it was Stockton and Malone, we just were never the Jazz. Like, the Jazz weren't cool like that, and everybody was having a laugh about it. So I'm telling you, man, though, that team is
going to win a championship.
I know. At this point now, and Donovan Mitchell being a local guy, too, like, don't you want to see that? Aren't you rooting for him? Wouldn't that be one hell of a story? Because they really started the whole COVID situation in the NBA with Rudy Gobert.
Remember him and Donovan Mitchell getting into it?
They couldn't play with one another.
They couldn't stand each other.
Yeah, that whole thing. And Rudy Gobert's kissing people on the lips in the locker room, having a grand old time because he thinks that the COVID's fake, that he gets it, and he's touching everybody's microphones. And now all of a sudden those guys love one another. They're bonding together over the disrespect. And you've got what you've got. So,
hey, whatever it takes, man, whatever it takes. All I know is that my New York Rangers put up 6 goals last night. No Panarin, no Trouba, no Kako. Shesterkin gets hurt late in the game. Can't catch a break, man. I'd like to have the team all together at once to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, but man, my man Kreider. Effing Kreider.
Again.
Effing Kreider, man. Another hat trick. That's 2 hat tricks for him this season.
Right. And 2 hat tricks in like a week and a half.
I like it. I like, you know, look, and even Lafreniere had a hell of a shot last night. Too bad for the Devils. Too many turnovers on the defensive zone and a good forecheck by the Rangers last night. So that was good. That was a fun game to watch. You know, you could just sit back with your Casamigos, take it easy and relax. I could breathe during this game.
Oh, sure. A little rocking chair situation for you.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I'm happy because you were going off the deep end there.
I'm not. Last weekend,
saying all sorts of crazy stuff.
Last weekend, you guys made me go off the deep end on Friday, and I said to myself last night as the Rangers were scoring 6 goals, I'm going in tomorrow morning. My son-in-law had 2 goals, so you know Winnie's dad did a great job. So Winnie's very happy today, and so I'm happy.
Right.
So I figured, you know, this is going to be a great Friday, and I'm not going to let you guys take me down like you did last Friday.
I don't even remember. Oh, the Lady Gaga dog story. That's what took you down last Friday.
Yeah, you guys ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, but first of all, that was Eddie.
But Eddie's part of you, and you brought up the story.
Eddie's part of me? What does that mean?
Well, he's a part of all of us, but you brought up the story, and then he had to take it to another level.
Right. Well, a caller called it.
There you go. That'll lift your spirits.
That's a fat guy in the afternoon.
I will take you back to last Friday. What Boomer's talking about is I brought up the Lady Gaga gets her dog stolen story, and then Eddie goes,
excuse me, guys, I got a couple of calls, multiple calls, actually, that said that the people are out there, these criminals are stealing the small dogs and then feeding them to the fighting dogs.
And you took everybody, you took the wind out of our sails. We were flying along. It was a great Friday. I was all about waffles and pancakes, and then you idiots brought that up.
But then we found out that that wasn't true, and then the dogs were back.
So think about
and look,
that.
I don't want to hear about Britney's dad today or any of that crap, all right?
You know, I don't know anything about Britney's dad. I didn't see that.
Yeah, whatever their fights are, whatever is going on with the conservative ship and all
that. I didn't see it. Was there news on that?
Yeah. You know, he comes. I'm not even talking
see,
about it.
See, you brought it up.
No, but I don't want you guys bringing it up because I know you like to bring up this nonsense
didn't see it.
Every now and again.
Well, you know, every now and again. I try to do it all the time. I love bringing up nonsense.
I mean, from Temptation Island to, you know, who's smashing who out and going on here. I mean, jeez, God. Guys are unbelievable.
Well, yeah, listen, get used to it. Buckle up. That's my brand, man. Temptation Island, who's smashing who out. Those are all the only things I'm interested in these days. Jerry, you got the conservative ship thing there?
What?
You got the conservative ship thing there or no?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. No, but what he was talking about, it looked like you were looking it up.
No, I was going to say, speaking of smashing it out, just look up Rudy Giuliani's daughter in the article.
We're not going to talk about that either. I mean, you know, really, honestly.
Okay. I mean, it's a story.
Did you guys talk about it this morning on the Walmart show?
Yeah, of course
you did. Of course you did.
Fully support.
Yes. Support her?
Why not?
What's
going on? Do what you love, Boomer. That's what I say.
Yeah, it doesn't impact
me. Do what makes you happy.
Right.
All right, so Rudy Giuliani's daughter, Caroline, graphically details why she loves threesomes. Is that the story you're talking about?
That's not the story.
No, that is the story.
Of course it is.
Of course it's the story. That's all. I didn't write the story, but it's a story.
Rudy Giuliani's daughter has opened up about her love of threesomes. And the three-way sex has made her a better person.
And I say good for her. I actually enjoyed that, joining a threesome.
You did? When did you do that?
Never. Oh. No, I wouldn't say I wouldn't have liked it, but I
can I jump in? We'll have a threesome?
After
Jerry. Now I know why you liked the story.
That's not true.
After signing up for a dating site for unicorns, women who agree to have sex with couples, Caroline writes, one woman I chatted with mentioned she was looking for someone to dominate but be submissive to her boyfriend. That's what she wanted. She also found herself a cuck queen, which is a woman who enjoys role-playing humiliation.
Well, I wasn't saying any of that. I'm just talking about she does what she likes and good for her. That's
people
all.
People like to be humiliated like
not that. I'm saying, no, that's not what I was saying.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
Don't put words in my mouth.
To be humiliated?
No.
Yeah. No, I'm asking Eddie, is that a whole thing? It's a whole genre?
Yeah, and then there's also subgenres where they pretend to be horses.
How do you know that?
And people ride them. Yeah, that's a thing.
How do you know that?
I don't know. Exactly.
That took a weird turn.
Wait, so the cuck queen world and these horse people?
Well, I mean, it's a sort of an offshoot of it where people like to pretend that they're horses and then the dominant person will ride them and whip them.
Okay. So I get it. So the person who's pretending to be the horse is getting humiliated.
Correct.
And they enjoy that.
Yes.
All I was trying to say was do what you love that makes you happy.
What are you looking at me for?
Just Google horseplay.
I don't know, man.
Google horseplay?
There's an official name for it.
I'm not.
Hey, Eddie, what else are you Googling when you shut that door every Thursday afternoon?
Oh, it's a Thursday at 10:05. Horsecuckqueen.com. I'll see you guys in a couple hours. Oh, it's so nice to have nobody here at the office.
Most people get annoyed around here when they come to spray. Eddie shuts his door and is in... I can't.
Right. Please do not disturb. I'm in here in cuck heaven.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds funny.
Humiliate me, please. Humiliate me. Tear me down.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yes, Jerry?
Yeah, how about we talk about the Knicks?
Yeah.
And Julius Randle and RJ Barrett and the dynamic twosome that they are making.
Ellington for Plumlee. Blocked by Randle.
Knicks have numbers.
Barrett, the finish.
The finish and the dunk. That was Kenny Albert, of course, Clyde Frazier on MSG.
I guess the question for the Knicks now is, you know, if they make a trade, who are they going to try to acquire? Because it's not that they're going to be trying to get rid of players to add more assets for the draft and all that other stuff. Now you feel like you got a playoff team, and maybe like they acquired Derrick Rose for Dennis Smith Jr., they'll go out and get somebody else that they feel like could really help them, you know, get over the top and stay like either in the fifth or the fourth spot.
And right now they're fifth as they are 19-18 with a 10-point win over the Pistons. Randle, 27 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists. He says this team getting better every day.
We're growing. We're growing as a team. We're growing as a unit. We have confidence as a group.
That was on MSG. Then there's RJ Barrett. He was solid. 9 of 13, 21 points. He says things starting to click for him.
I would just say I work very hard. No, I work very hard on my game every day. You know, twice a day, just trying to get reps in all the time. So, you know, it's great to see it translating in the game.
And you know who's noticing that? His head coach, Tom Thibodeau.
His extra work. You know, he comes in every night. He's put a lot of effort into it. And he sets up the gun right in front of my office. I think he does it on purpose.
No, well, maybe it's working.
Hey, did you hear the story that Brini was telling last night about Julius Randle and Kobe Bryant?
Kenny Albert did.
Kenny Albert was
Kenny. I did not.
So, yeah, so they were saying how when Julius was playing with Kobe with the Lakers and they went to Dallas, and I guess that's where Julius is from. And Kobe said to Julius, you know, what are you going to be doing tonight? He goes, oh, I'm going to go out and see some family and some friends, go out for some dinner. He goes, no, you're not. We're going to the gym.
Yeah.
And Julius, you know, I guess told Kenny Albert that. Kenny then relayed the story to all of us. And I think that's what it sounds like Julius is now trying to remember and turn into. You know, coming back in better shape, understanding who he is, and trying to elevate his game, and it has worked. It has worked fabulously. So good for him and good for us.
No doubt. And Randle on the All-Star team, so you get to the All-Star break. The Knicks do have this four-game road trip after at Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, Brooklyn, and Philly. Mm-hmm. Randle is on Team Kevin Durant as they had the draft last night. Now, a couple of things here for these teams for Sunday. So Durant takes, or I'll just mention a couple of them, Irving, Harden, Randle, Booker, and Embiid, and Zion Williamson, just a couple. And then for Team LeBron, you've got Giannis, Lillard, Curry, and Doncic. That having been said, the last two guys that were picked, I think you referenced this before.
Yep.
LeBron took Rudy Gobert with his last pick, and Durant took Donovan Mitchell, with his last pick. Charles Barkley took notice, and this goes back to what we were talking about in terms of the disrespect that's going on in Utah.
They got the best record in the NBA, and they have two best players in the last two standings.
I'm not
this
going
is slander. For it. This is slander, America.
That was on TNT. Well, LeBron responded.
There's no slander. to the Utah Jazz, but you guys got to understand, just like in video games growing up, we never played with Utah. Even as great as Karl Malone and John Stockton were, we would have never picked those guys in video games. Never.
Why not? What's wrong with Utah?
No, because they weren't as cool. I don't know. Utah Jazz weren't as cool. Like Greg Ostertag and Jeff Hornacek.
Ostertag.
You know, I mean, Malone and Stockton were great. But yeah, I loved Ostertag. Ostertag was my guy. 00, Greg Ostertag. By the way, now lives somewhere in like Kansas or something, has a
big cow farm
and doesn't watch basketball. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, just totally out of it.
Just living his life.
Yeah, that's what I'm probably going to end up doing, getting a cow farm in Kansas and never watching sports talk radio.
Blazers beat the Kings last night 123-119. Damian Lillard had 44, and your boy Enes Kanter had 22 points and 21 rebounds. Spring baseball, you had the Mets beat the Nationals 8-4. Pete Alonso a grand slam.
Yanks are in trouble.
They lost 15-0 to the Phillies, and again, it doesn't matter.
They are in trouble.
Yankees, Tigers today. I believe the Mets are off. And then, of course, you had the hockey story and a big night for the Blue Shirts.
Kreider shoots. He scores. It's a hat trick for Chris Kreider. Oh, baby, what a night.
Yeah, Kreider on the Storm for
what
sure.
What a pass by Ryan Strome, though. My God, that
pass.
Was a great pass.
No doubt. 6-1 the final. The Devils got the 1-0 lead, and then 6 in a row as the Rangers put it right back in their face.
Man, you guys got problems on defense, Jerry.
Pavel Buchnevich scored his 7th. That's the good. The bad is that your boy Shesterkin, who made 32 saves, left with a lower body injury. Here's Kreider.
That hurts, especially the way Igor's been playing. So hopefully it's
not too serious and not too long, but
we will find
out. You know who Kreider's like? Kreider is like, he's got the awkwardness of an Aaron Rodgers. Plays the piano.
Aaron Rodgers is an awkward guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very bright, very intellectual. Like, you know, likes to think out of the box. I think Chris Kreider's a little bit like that.
I actually saw, so he met his fiance, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, here we go.
Through his
astrologer.
Astrologer,
right? Yeah.
Who he was introduced by Danica Patrick, who he was seeing at the time.
Worst that mistake of her life.
And then she went to the pyramids.
She's in Egypt.
Yeah,
yes.
She's in Egypt. Danica Patrick is.
Yes, I saw those photos. Very right. Cool.
Yeah, and she wrote a big Instagram post of understanding all the world now.
Oh, okay, good. I was worried that she hadn't understand it. Didn't understand it yet and hadn't grasped it fully.
I just go to Lake Ronkonkoma when I need
what you need to clear your head.
Right, yeah.
Ristolainen had a second, pulled off his stick by Cizikas, who ducks underneath the hit of Montour. Matt Martin driving for the net, got the shot away, he scores!
Oh, yeah.
The second goal tonight for Matt Martin.
That is Brendan Burke on MSG+. Islanders beat the Sabres 5-2. Not one, but two goals for Matt Martin. Not the second. The first one was the first one that won from that left corner.
Yes, and
that
he hit
weird
off the bat.
Shot.
Hit, and, well, that's a that's
that
a
was
goal,
awesome.
That's a goal scorer's goal. Ever since he's come
but
a dad,
he's not a goal
all of a sudden
scorer.
He start, well, he's starting to snipe now.
He's got four, I think, right?
Yeah, he had two in one game. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
I think he got the first star of the game last night, I think.
Like I said, hell of a shot last night. So he scores twice. Jordan Eberle, his ninth, as the Islanders go to 13-6-4 on the season. Time now for the football portion of the program. Ben Roethlisberger agrees to a restructured contract. He will take a reported $14 million for next season. The move, from what I read, lowers the team's salary cap. That'd be pretty cool because he could lose some weight. Salary cap hit by more than $15 million. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield tweeting Wednesday night, quote, "I just saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on our way home from dinner. We stopped and looked at each other," his wife that is, "and asked if either of us saw it. Very bright ball of light going straight down out of the sky towards Lake Travis. Anybody else witness this?" I don't know what the responses were.
It could have been a drone, someone with a drone up at night that fell. I mean, by the way, Jerry, thank you for saying at the end of the warm-up show the thing that nobody says when UFOs are brought up,
yeah,
which is, yeah, damn right it was a UFO because it wasn't identified by anybody.
Exactly.
It was a flying object and no one knew what it was. It could be anything.
Doesn't mean there's a green guy in it.
Right. I mean, UFOs, people think UFO, that means aliens are in the UFO. No, it's an unidentified flying object. It could be a hawk. And then you realize, oh, then it's a hawk.
Yeah,
but prior to identifying it as a hawk, it was a UFO.
Yeah, but not at night and not shiny like that. What do you think, Eddie?
It's possible, but doubtful.
Eddie, I would think that you would think the opposite, that this could be something serious.
Yeah. No, I have great skepticism about UFO reports.
Wow.
Eddie, is there an alien cuck genre out there or no?
Oh, that's
not
every
that
Thursday
I'm aware.
Night.
Oh,
it's called Comic-Con, right?
All right. Is that Jerry, Alien Jerry?
Yes.
Alien Jerry.
Alien Jerry jumps into the mix.
That's how you communicate with them, huh, Jerry?
There you go.
Thank you.
Want to talk back, Boom? How would it sound if you did it? Ay-ya-ya-ha. All righty. Number two, Michigan beat Michigan State. No, not at all. I'm trying to make you smile. Not at all. 69-50. 69 was a big number last night because Manhattan beat Fairfield 69-59. So these were two games that Al was into. Monmouth beat Rider 77-74. And Creighton head coach Greg McDermott was suspended from all team activities indefinitely for his comments last week. We talked about them yesterday, and that's the action that the school has since taken.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Hey, by the way, did you actually talk to that guy who called in yesterday who moved a couple of celebrities, including Sean Connery? His dad moved Sean Connery.
Yes, and Debbie Mazur, who were right. Trying to track down to see if these claims were correct. No, I did not call him because I have had a great experience with a local mover who has done every box that I have asked for, they have checked off.
Okay.
And I put a deposit down yesterday for them. So
oh, you did. All right, so you have the mover.
Yeah, I am not in need of a move at this point. So it was a good price. Love what they said. There's a history there. They moved my family in the past. So
okay. All right.
So I'm all about it.
The good price thing is fine, but just remember, you get what you pay for.
No. I mean, it's not cheap. Okay. I'm just saying it's not exorbitant. It's okay. Not like, you know, some number that you see and you go, how in the hell can a move cost as much?
Yeah, well, you don't have to bring in a crane, so
yeah,
that's good.
It's about appropriate is what it is.
You do have that long driveway. Vito in PA. Vito, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, right. Vito.
Hey, today's my daughter's sixth birthday.
All right, happy
nice.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
What's her name?
Denise,
happy birthday. Denise, have a great day.
Thank you. I just moved from New Jersey to Pennsylvania, so.
Okay.
We went with the U-Haul. I've got a 26-foot truck, and we hired the moving company, the moving guys through U-Haul.
Oh, you hired moving guys through U-Haul. Okay.
Yes, and they wrapped up all the dressers. They took down the flat-screen TVs. They have a king-size adjustable bed. They wrapped up everything.
So you were happy with it, you know, relatively cheap?
Oh, yes. All in the budget.
There you go.
Yeah, that sounds good, Vito. Listen, I've got it taken care of now, so I appreciate all the suggestions. We can end those now. I'm good. I got the whole situation taken care of. What I really wanted to know was your guys' opinions on whether or not I should do it myself. I got those opinions. I remember Al, as I was looking down at the Zoom, he put his face really close to his camera. It was like, you're going to do this yourself? That's crazy. I remember him saying that, and that stuck with me, and that branded itself, that image branded itself in my brain, and I was like, you know what? He probably is right. That does sound crazy. So I got myself a mover, and we have that situation taken
care
of.
Are you wearing a jean shirt today?
I did, you know, and this is why. I was inspired by all the denim talk yesterday.
Yes, I thought so.
And I remembered that I had this shirt, and I was like, you know what? I got to break this shirt out.
The jean shirt is back.
I have not worn this denim shirt all winter. And I said, let me see if I could fit into the thing. I could fit into the thing for the most part. And I said, let's go. Let's break out the denim shirt. And plus, I feel like I need to step it up a little bit since you've been wearing that stinky-ass jersey now for like 7 days straight.
I'm going to continue to wear it. Sherman in Manhattan. Sherm, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer, Gio, good morning.
Hey,
good morning,
Sherm. Man. What's going on?
Yeah, all right. Let's go, Mets. Happy Friday. Let's get that Friday energy.
That's what I'm talking about, Sherman.
Yeah. First of all, I work in commercial real estate, and I want to thank four of you for coming back into the office. I know it means a lot to everybody that does. And Boomer, like you said earlier, just looking forward to everybody, you know, getting back to normal this summer, this spring. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Gio, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Captain Scuttlebutt.
Mm.
With the news yesterday that the afternoon program is going to get a 2-hour simulcast, I want to know what you think and what you've heard, because I know people are talking about it. The warm-up show potentially getting some sort of simulcast. CBS Sports Network does a great job with the bull riding and pickleball, but, you know, Al and Jerry, you know, really got to start, you know.
I hear you. I mean, say no more, Sherman. I am one of the people that understand the popularity and the impact that the warm-up show has. I mean, it really does mean a lot to a lot of people. And to see Al and Jerry on television before us would be a great boon, not only for them, but I think for everybody who loves Boomer and Geo. However, I hate to report that I have heard the zero scuttlebutt, tumbleweed scuttlebutt on that front. You know, there was some scuttlebutt about the Carton and Roberts thing. I knew that was real. I had heard about that. Evan actually talked to me about it at one
point.
See that?
Evan came to you.
No. We were having a conversation about a bunch of things.
He came to you.
He did not come to me about anything.
Hopefully he comes to you to talk to you about, you know, how he's going to dress and how he's going to sit. Because when he came in here for Craig one day, all you saw was a little red head on TV because of the way he sits.
On a platter.
He's going to have to raise his seat up. You know, sitting in that red chair, he looks ridiculous.
I'm not
exactly. You can see him on the feed, the stream, and all that other stuff. It's ridiculous. He's going to have to grow up a little bit now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't exactly say that I'm the best example of posture and wardrobe.
No, I think you've really picked up your game. I mean, the Flag and Anthem people helped you out.
That's right. Anytime I wear Flag and Anthem, for sure. But they also know I'm a hoodie guy, so they send me a bunch of hoodies.
That's okay. That's
casual
fine.
Casual wear. What do they call it? Loungewear. Those things. But
Evan dresses like he's 10 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, did you see him jump in the snow making the catch?
I did, of course. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Christian in Freehold. Christian, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
All right, great today.
Boomer, Gio, how you guys doing?
Good, man. We just
You're going to ask us twice? Go ahead.
Gio, come on. That shirt's from Chess King from 1990. What are you doing?
No. This shirt is not from Chess King from 1990. And if it was, I would still wear it. I'm not going to shame anything. No, I don't know where I got this thing from. This was actually an expensive denim shirt, believe it or not. These things can get a little pricey. It's like shocking. But hey, I'm all about retro right now, man. So I actually take anything. If you say I look like I'm from 1990, I actually take that as a major compliment.
We had, Al, didn't we have one of our Twitter followers recommend a throwback to 80s day?
Yes, based on your MTV VJ look that you had on
video.
Yeah,
and I saw that you like that, so
yeah,
I'm assuming that you're into that.
I'm definitely into an 80s throwback.
All right, well, once Panarin comes back, you know, I can take this jersey off, then we'll talk about it, all right? And one of the things that I do appreciate about Eddie being the call screener, he likes a little hockey talk. Tommy in Massapequa, what's happening?
Hey, Booms. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Friday. What's going on?
Hey, a couple of weeks ago I called you to talk about Brendan Lemieux, and during that call you were really critical of Chris Kreider. And man, has he turned it around?
Yeah,
do you have to say now, Boomer?
Well,
huh?
You know, he's no longer effing Kreider. When I say effing Kreider, I mean that in a very nice manner. He's our guy. We love him. He's got a great contract. It's team-friendly. It's player-friendly. It's you don't want to lose the guy, and he certainly has the abilities. And now two hat tricks into the season – He's showing those abilities, and he's showing it at the right time, too, because Panarin and Zibanejad and, you know, Kako are, you know, basically either not playing or not playing well and not scoring. So somebody else has to do that.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't even, as I'm watching these highlights from last night, I didn't even get to finish the thought about the simulcast with the warm-up show and how you haven't heard anything, because there is one important factor in there that people need to understand.
Yes.
That, and this is something that maybe people know about TV, maybe don't know about TV. You know, one of the things people say is, you know, there's a bull riding on before you guys.
It's a paid spot.
Right. So that, it's a different type of thing.
Right.
They look at that time slot as a moneymaker for them, in the sense of, like, we're getting X amount of dollars to put this on at this time of the morning, and that works for them from a business model standpoint.
That's an airtime buy by the bull riding people. Michael in New Jersey. Michael, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, it's Mike from Jersey.
Oh, really? Oh, all right. I didn't know. I was afraid it wasn't. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how about that goal Matt Martin scored off the keeper's head last night?
Well, you know, I've been telling you, Islander fans, I've been working with him, and we've been working on his shot, and I've been telling him to shoot it more. And he's starting to listen to, you know, his father-in-law.
Real quick, yesterday you guys were talking about Brett Favre a little bit.
Mm.
I was at that game when they gave the straight hand record.
Yes.
And you can't tell me that he didn't roll over on purpose to give that record away.
Yeah, I mean, always topical, Michael. Of course. I mean, that's a long, long time ago, you know. Were you at the Babe Ruth coldest shot game, too? You want to get into that?
Yeah, Anthony in the Bronx. Anthony, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
All right, good.
All right, boom, this is for you. You're talking hockey, right?
Yeah, we're talking hockey, yeah. Yeah.
I totally disagree
with
the Zibanejad benching.
But
this guy is a veteran. He's been on the ice. I watch the games like you. He does all the little things. His confidence is shot right now. They're trying to score. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they know that, too. You and I both see that. But you see that little pass he threw to Lafreniere last night?
Right.
That was a great pass. Hey. He's also doing the right thing on the penalty kill. I actually think what David Quinn is doing is just trying to back off some of the pressure. And, you know, they see it better than we do, Anthony. I want him on the ice, too, and I want him to unload. And hopefully the second half of the season,
so,
he will unload.
Anthony, you go to games, I'm sure, you know, pre-pandemic. You've probably gone to a lot of Ranger games. Are you one of those super, because it sounds like you are one of those super vocal fans that's screaming like, skate it and get after it.
Shoot the puck!
Shoot the puck! Are you one of those guys?
Absolutely. Shoot the puck and let's go Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, I just know it. Anthony,
I love it, yes.
I've been to hockey games. I'm sure you've sat behind me. I just it sounds like it. And I love it, man.
You know,
hear your voice. It puts me in a place.
You, from.
You know?
Yes.
It just puts me in a place when I hear it. Shoot the puck! Let's go Rangers!
I'm not one of those obnoxious screaming all the time, but I'll give you a let's go Rangers and a shoot the puck.
Right, exactly.
Shoot the puck, Barry, shoot the puck.
Yeah, right, exactly, right, Anthony.
Barry Beck, please.
Yes.
All right, Anthony, have a good weekend. That is a voice. Anthony, that's a fan voice right
Well,
there.
Anthony, give you one of those promo commercials that MSG runs for all the fans.
Oh, for sure,
with
the
psycho fans.
Right. Well, I wouldn't go psycho, but yeah.
Yeah, they're all psycho fans. We're all psycho fans. You know that. I'm wearing this damn jersey and it stinks.
I know. I mean, yeah, you're turning me into a psycho with that jersey now. God.
Right, last one. Charlie in PA. Charlie, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, yeah. Happy Friday is right, man. What's going on?
Yeah, buddy. Big fan, Boomer. And I'm from PA, but born in Washington Heights. So big Ranger fan, man.
Nice.
Big Ranger fan. And what's up with all this propaganda with Panarin? It's setting a bad example, man. If they're going to let him get away with that. It's pretty said and done that he didn't really do anything. And why isn't he on the ice? It's very bothersome.
It is bothersome.
As far as the Zibanejad goes, man, he reminds me of Roenick back in the days. He's on both ends of the ice. He's working his tail off, man. So whether you're benching him because he's not doing what he's supposed to do, I'm with the last caller, man. I don't agree. And let's go Rangers. And the only thing you forgot is shoot the puck, let's go Rangers, and hit somebody.
Hit somebody is right. They have been hitting people. But, you know, Zibanejad is just – they're just trying to get him to relax a little bit with the puck on a stick. That's all.
Yeah, I told you that.
Even like Joe Micheletti said last night, you know, his one-timer in the off the right side of the goaltender in a power play situation, even he missed that last night. So, look, he's in a slump. You know, players go through slumps, shooting slumps, batting slumps. You know, guys drop balls like Evan Ingram. You know, things happen. You know, and he's got to get his confidence back. He just needs to get a couple goals. But he did have a nice pass, a little touch pass to Lafreniere last night for Lafreniere's fourth goal. So that's good to see that young man coming along. Hey, look, man, guys are injured. Guys are hurt. Guys are missing because of, you know, Putin. So other guys are getting chances.
It's on the Putin list.
And they're making the most of it. And hopefully Panarin's going to get back here before too long.
All right, Al, you were trying to say several times there.
I said it was good to hear from Scotty Farrell culture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shake it up.
What is the deal with your simulcast? Yeah, I mean, it's something you could work with. You could buy it from CBS Sports Network if you'd like. You could buy your own
No scuttlebutt, no buzz right now.
Really?
I got to get it.
You guys got a sponsor?
Well, we have commercials, but we don't have like a title sponsor.
I mean, if you had a title sponsor, you could go to CBS Sports Network and buy that last hour.
Yeah.
And this way you could, you know, do what the Professional Bull Riding Association is doing.
Right.
I feel like that's a decent number, though. Wouldn't you think?
No, I don't think it's that big of a number.
I mean, that's an organization.
But he would have to find, you know, a sponsor that would be willing to do that, sponsor the Al and Jerry Hour on CBS Sports Network for people to wake up and watch it on TV.
How about Bath Fitter?
Ooh, that would be nice.
I mean, they do run TV commercials, right?
They do. Absolutely they do.
During
Could
the
be
show
the Bath Fitter Hour.
Yep.
Bath Fitter Hour with Al and Jerry warming up the show. It'd be great. Would help us out. You know, get something on there that's show-related the hour before our show, and I think that would be tremendous. I think you should work on that, Al. Why not?
All right.
I mean,
you can't just sit in your condo in Bradley Beach and do nothing. I mean, you gotta try to make something happen.
Maybe I'll sell it on a live stream then.
Could do that as well.
Oh, by the way, did you see that New Jersey is announcing a Bruce Springsteen Day? It's going to be a holiday? It's going to be a state holiday?
I did see a Bruce Springsteen Day. I didn't know we'd be getting the day off for it.
I don't know if we're getting the day off for it, but isn't it going to be a New Jersey state holiday? So what does that mean?
When I saw that, I don't know. I mean, I guess that you're allowed to park wherever you want and the banks are closed. I'm not sure.
Drink in the park?
Oh, come on. Low blow. So when I saw that, I was shocked that hadn't happened already. I was like, it took us this long to have Bruce Springsteen Day in New Jersey?
Does New York have Billy Joel Day? No.
They do not.
Do we have Jerry Seinfeld Day?
We do not.
No.
He apparently responded to the Steve Summers situation. You guys see this? Do you remember the whole, I guess this happened yesterday through Neil Best, but I couldn't read the article this time. Every way around the paywall that I tried to get, I was blocked. But I guess Summers said on the air that him and Jerry had a falling out
over
Summers.
Yes, I remember that story, yes.
Well, Summers asking for Larry David's email address.
Yes.
So then Jerry Seinfeld never responded until yesterday. And I wish I knew what he said, but I can't get there because of the paywall.
He said they're lifelong friends.
Okay.
And that there was no such thing as a falling out. And I believe he said that he'd be calling once Mets season starts.
All right.
Yeah. But why not now?
Well, he's more of a Mets caller.
Oh, you're talking about calling and being on the air, not like reaching out to Steve to say, hey, let's squash the beef here type of thing.
No, he says no beef to squash. All good. Well, lifelong friends.
But sometimes there's a one-way beef.
It sounded like a beef to me.
You ever had a one-way beef?
It's definitely a beef.
Someone's got a beef with you and you don't have a beef with them, and then you got to call them up and you got to squash the beef and be like, listen.
And sometimes you don't realize that there is a beef.
Right, and then you say, hey, I just found out there's a beef. I'm calling to squash it. I apologize. I didn't realize that they said created beef.
I mean, Jerry could do a lot by just calling up Steve and saying, where's the beef?
Yeah, like let's talk about this and let's squash this beef after we find it.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.